It's great to be here. Where do I start? Lots of good things. As life would have it, I've had highs and lows. And I suppose my last low just brought me to a place where I couldn't resist anymore. And without even trying, things just started to happen for me. And my vibration started to rise. I'm really nervous right now.
Jerry used to ask this question because he was a financial counselor, is helping people in that way before he knew Esther and before they knew Abraham. And his question was, why, as people were having financial difficulties, they would lose the boat, and then they'd lose the golf cart, and then they'd lose one of the cars, and then they'd lose the house, and it was like a spiral downward. These were Jerry's words. And once everything was lost, then they would start bouncing back. And his question was, why did they have to lose it all before they started bouncing back, which was a pattern that he saw on a pretty regular basis. And we said, because in the losing process, there is a clinging to, there is a struggling that just keeps that momentum going. But once it's all gone, then there's a sort of giving up. It's like, until it's all gone, the struggle didn't stop. But once it was all gone, then the struggle stopped. And when the struggle stopped, then the barrier stopped, then the prickly pear stopped, and then you allow all of this wonderful resources that's been surrounding you all along to penetrate a little more. So that's a good basis of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jerry wanted to know, do they have to go all the way to the bottom first? Well, no, but anything that helps. We are certain that Esther's vibration is in a more consistent, aligned place these days than it has ever been after an experience that was really gut-wrenching for her. It took her a while to recover from that. But it sometimes it takes the comparative experience of realizing how much you care about the way you feel before you can turn things around. And you don't have to wait. You don't need a gut-wrenching experience. You just need the understanding of that. That's why our encouragement these days is go to bed and say, while I sleep, my momentum will stop. And when I wake up, I can choose a thought that feels better and I can keep that momentum going. You can do it an easier way. But no problem, no matter how it comes to you. We're glad you figured it out.
Yeah. Before that, I had a lot of things that I wanted to accomplish, and the whole thing was just struggle and resistance, and I didn't really realize that. I was just more focused on the doing, this is what I want.
Yeah.
And then, again, hitting that low, I didn't even realize it, started to move up after that. And then I had realized that.
After giving in, that's the thing. We want to interrupt just briefly. Give in to the well-being that is hammering at your door. Give in. Give in. Give in to all of the goodness that is surrounding you and wanting to show evidence of itself to you. Start looking for the evidence of the well-being. It is pervasive.
Yeah.
It's all around you.
Yeah. So then I decided that I wanted to continue this climb upward, but more deliberately. And I had studied Abraham since 2008, so I was doing it for a while, and I still had my low anyway. But
you mean contrast really is eternal?
Yeah, exactly. I got today the step four, like I finally got it. I heard you talking about step four before, but today it really sunk in, like it just, you know, it was good.
When you go to the buffet, you don't condemn the contrast. You appreciate the variety and you choose from it what you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had an interesting experience a little bit before my 31st birthday. I just had this sort of epiphany that 31 was going to be a fantastic year for me.
So is 32, so is 33,
yeah.
So is 34, so is 35.
But it was going to be the best one yet.
98, 99.
And that was, it was a good feeling. And then I had my 31st birthday party in July, and I had a really incredible experience. Something happened with my consciousness where I was literally sort of living in two places at once. And one, I guess, was, it was almost like two paths were being shown to me. One was, I guess, sort of where I already had been, and it wasn't negative, but it was just stagnant. It was just like, just there. And then the other path was sort of something better. And I could see myself going through these, both of these personalities throughout the night of my birthday party. No one noticed it, though. They all just thought I was having fun and that it was great, but I had moments of having this sort of high and this sort of high type of fun, and the other one was just sort of, oh, well, I was just there, and thanks for coming to my birthday and all that.
Well, you set yourself up for that, because for some time preceding it, you were saying, this is the beginning of something that is different for me. And so there was some momentum already going. So we can understand how you had glimpses of seeing your world through the eyes of Source.
Yeah.
So can you hear, we've been touching on this all day here today, does it feel like an advantage to you to be able to perceive your life through the eyes of Source? And does it feel like you should be figuring it out on your own and that you shouldn't need the eyes of Source? Or does it feel more and more natural to you that the eyes of Source would be right there with you, inspiring you, giving depth and breadth to whatever your experience is? In other words, are you beginning to accept that you're not here as a separate being to prove yourself worthy to that Source, but you are instead here as an extension of that Source, living this life with Source? You're getting the feel, and so that's what you were experiencing. You were experiencing a conscious realization of that blending.
I truly was one with Source at that moment. Yeah. I almost felt like I wasn't me, like I was outside of me, sort of watching the scenario that was going on.
Well, when you've been depriving yourself of this extraordinary clarity and you find a vibrational reason to allow that clarity to flow, you don't feel yourself.
Yeah.
when you're accustomed to being a shadow of yourself and suddenly the full light is flowing through you, it feels a little weird.
Yeah.
But after a while, the other begins to feel weird. The diminishment will begin to feel weird once you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and moving through life for a while, you see?
It does feel weird.
We are enjoying this conversation, are you?
Yes.
It's like for Esther, she tiptoed into this, which may seem odd because she's been receiving Abraham for a while. But she never knew Abraham. She didn't know who we were. We were an experience that she began to have. When Jerry made his transition, when Jerry is present in her experience, she recognizes it as Jerry. So she thought about how all those years that they were moving around in the bus, and he'd be in the front of the bus working, and she'd be in the back of the bus working, and once they were parked, and or they'd be at home and he'd be in his office and she'd be in her office and interacting with one another, saying hello many times through the day, but mostly in their separate spaces doing their independent part of this work. And now when Esther is sitting and she's in the editing process, she can feel him right there with him. He's saying things to her like, I had no idea that this editing process is what it is. In other words, there's a seamless flow of consciousness now that she had not experienced before. And she's realizing that she's having that seamless flow of consciousness, not just with Jerry, but with all kinds of experts and masters relative to all kinds of things. You all have access to all of that, you see. And when you get on that high-flying disc where all of us are, then you're living a much fuller life where your instincts and your intuitions and your impulses are all dovetailing with all of the picture that we all have. In other words, don't you like knowing that everything that you want and the path of least resistance, in other words, all of us know who you are, where you are, and where you are in relationship with who you want to be and who you really are and where you want to be. All of us know that. And we're all prompting impulses, and you are allowing them to the degree that your resistance will allow you to receive them. Ooh, that was sweetly said. You see? So if you're all tense, if you're all freaked out about something, if you've been beating the drum of things going wrong, how many of those impulses are you going to receive? We're all flowing them to you, but you're resisting them. Further, your resistance feels awful because they are there. In other words, if we weren't there flowing, then your resistance wouldn't feel like it does. So Esther says, then cut it out. Can't you see I'm in a resistant state? Back off. But we never do. Never back off. We never stop flowing the path of least resistance. We never stop flowing the best idea. We never stop giving it the best we've got to give. All you got to do is just chill a little and let it flow to you.
Yeah. I've come to a place where I really know what to do with the contrast now.
Love it. Thank you, contrast. You've brought clarity to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, me, for discerning the contrast.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, universe, for having contrast within it. Thank you, source, for knowing what part of the contrast I really want. Thank you, emotions, for letting me know what path is the path I want to follow.
It's a fabulous feeling.
Isn't it?
It really is, actually.
A really good setup.
Yeah. So I really appreciate that contrast. I have an interesting situation, however.
Now, in expressing this, and we're happy to hear it, there are a few minutes before our segment of refreshment.
Okay.
In expressing this, we just want you to ask one question to yourself. In the expression of this situation, what vibration are you going to be practicing?
As I ask the question?
As you activate the question, and given everything that we've talked about and what you now understand, the audience all got it too. An incredible nugget was received from this interchange.
Yeah.
Do we need to go back to that?
Not really.
And is there any, and would there be any advantage to going back to that?
No.
Huh. No, it's just a habit, something that happened. It's entertaining, but really.
Yeah.
Enough?
Just one more quick thing, if I can. I want to open up my own coffee shop, which I'm working on, and I hope to open it up in the spring in Brooklyn, New York. And to help this process, I've moved in with my family. I'm doing a good I'm doing a good job with that contrast. Living with the family. But I don't know. Maybe there's some helpful words that you can give me for
move out. Next.
Even though I moved in to help save some money, well, in the process, just move out.
Well, look at it this way. The universe knows where you are and what you want and what the path of least resistance is to what you want. You're not on it. And you can tell because there's just a constant. In other words, if it's a struggle to stay on your high-flying disc, you're going about it the hard way. This is the thing that we want you to understand. The path of least resistance is a fun path. The path of least resistance feels good. The path of least resistance is clarity. The path of least resistance is ease. It's not banging into something every time you turn the corner.
I get it.
Yeah. And what's the rush? In other words, everything is coming to you. Mm. Don't put an end date on everything. Just let the universe yield it to you. Because if the path is a fun path, you don't care how long it takes. Mm-hmm. You see, you only want this to be a short path because you're not having fun living at home. That's really worth thinking about. Mm-hmm. But if it's a fun path, then you don't care how long you meander into all of these fun corners and experiences and all the data that you're collecting. You see what we're getting at? Yeah.
I do.
Really good conversation.
Thank you. Yeah.